Hey, thanks for clicking on my clickbait. I promise you're going to learn something about breathing and anxiety in this video. I'm a therapist, and here's what I've been seeing. For decades, we've been teaching people to calm down by taking deep breaths, but now we're learning more about how that might backfire, especially for some people with anxiety. And I'm going to teach you some options that might work better. So deep breathing, or diaphragmatic breathing, is where you breathe in deeply and try to engage the diaphragm. To use your belly to breathe. And it's easiest to do laying down, and you'll notice your stomach rising when you breathe. Now, diaphragmatic breathing has a bunch of benefits. It can help trigger the parasympathetic response, which is the calming response in your nervous system. This can slow heart rate, lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, etc. Now, if deep breathing is working for you, that's great. But what often happens when you tell someone with anxiety to take a deep breath is they often take a large inhale of breath, almost gulping the air. Anxious folk so badly want to feel calm that they go above and beyond and try to force themselves to calm down, and then that pressure can make them even more anxious. But even more than that, focusing on taking deep breaths can lead to hyperventilation. When you focus on the inhale, you can accidentally overbreathe, which can cause a drop in carbon dioxide and nitric oxide, which can make you feel more breathless. You might get tingly, dizzy, or gasp for more air. For some people, that can trigger a panic attack. And the harder you try to make yourself less anxious by deep breathing, the worse it gets. So, what to do instead? I would just say focus on two things instead of deep breathing. First one, slow breathing. And the second one is make sure to do a longer exhale than an inhale. So instead of trying to force yourself to breathe deeper, gently invite yourself to lengthen your out breath, to gently breathe out longer than you breathe in. Slow breathing can feel like softening instead of forcing it. So here's how you do it. Close your mouth, breathe in gently through your nose. This can help slow things down. Pause briefly before exhaling, and then extend your exhale a little longer than your inhale. It's still okay to focus on your belly expanding instead of your chest. Like, chest breathing looks like pulling up your shoulders. And you can still get all the benefits of diaphragmatic breathing. Research consistently shows that slow breathing improves symptoms of anxiety, panic disorder, PTSD-related hyperarousal. Slow breathing really is a powerful way to regulate your nervous system. But what do you do if when you try to change your breathing, you start to panic? First thing I would say is, like, don't try to calm yourself down. Don't try to force yourself to be calm. Do one of these things instead. Imagine that there's a dial that says willingness, and you're turning up the willingness dial instead of the control dial. Instead of struggling against your body, say, it's okay to feel what I'm feeling. It's okay to have sensations of anxiety. I'm not in danger. It's safe to feel my feelings. And then get really curious. Pretend you're a scientist exploring the sensation of anxiety for the first time. Just observe what it feels like without judging it. Describe what breathing feels like. Where does it start? Where does it feel warm or cold? Just get curious and descriptive instead of trying to force your sensations to change. The important thing is we can't force our bodies to calm down with deep breathing. Instead, we can gently guide your body to soften and slow your breath. By practicing slow breathing plus acceptance, little by little, you can restore your sense of safety and turn on that calming parasympathetic response in your body more and more often. Again, we can't force it, but we can invite it. And if you'd like to learn more about how to soothe your nervous system, I've got two free courses for you. There's one called Grounding Skills and another called How to Stop Panic and Anxiety Attacks. So I'll link those below. They're free. Check them out. Thanks for being here. Take care.